there should be a pretty good number of three ocean Chilcat Kings returning this year, so it should be some fish out there to catch this year.
A look ahead at the local sport fish season for rockfish and king salmon. And Skagway prepares for its first craft brew festival this weekend.
We're hoping to have something between 70 and 80 gallons there for that 3 hours.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Sport fishing regulations for Southeast Alaska are out for 2010.
We're excited for the kings to show up.
Rich Chapel, area management biologist for Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says regulations are the same as last year for sport-caught rockfish and king salmon.
So for Alaska residents, that means a bag and possession limit of two kings that are 28 inches or greater in length. And for non-residents, the bag and possession limit is one king, 28 inches or greater. And non-residents have a three king salmon annual limit.
Regulations come from the Chinook Technical Committee of the Pacific Salmon Commission, which looks at escapements in king salmon spawning streams throughout the Pacific West Coast.
And looks like the king salmon abundance is forecasted to be stable, about the same amount of kings in the water as last year. So because of the stable king salmon abundance index, they're keeping the regulations the same.
The forecast for Chilcat Kings in particular shows good abundance this year, says Chapel.
Based on the number of two ocean fish that we saw last year, there should be a pretty good number of three ocean Chilcat Kings returning this year, so it should be some fish out there to catch this year.
Chapel says it's especially good news since records in 2007 and 2008 showed a drop in marine survival of king salmon, but not all regions in the Pacific Northwest are getting the same good news.
Yeah, I guess at the southern end of the range for king salmon, there are some fisheries in California that probably won't open this year because of low abundance at the southern end. But it looks pretty good for the Alaska stocks.
The resident bag and possession limit of two king salmon did not change, and Chapel reminds anglers the measurement requirement is 28 inches or greater in length from the tip of the nose to the vertical line between the tips of the tail.
King salmon has to measure 28 inches for it to be legal to be kept. Otherwise, you got to let them go.
New in 2006 was a special regulation for resident sport anglers to use two rods when fishing for Chinooks, but only from October 1st to March 31st. Since that time has passed, the allowance is no longer in effect, but will be back this fall.
And that regulation will be in effect again in October 2010 through March 2011. So that's a little bonus for Alaska residents to have more success catching winter kings.
Fish and Game is also expecting good returns from the Pullen Creek Hatchery Project in Skagway, which could translate to higher possession limits in June and July. Further information about salmon sport fisheries in the Lynn Canal is at the Fish and Game office in Haines or on the division's website. Rockfish regulations remain the same in 2010, 1 year after a stringent rule knocked the yellow-eye bag limit down to one per day. Fish and Game's Rich Chapel from the Division of Sport Fish in Haines.
That was a new restrictive regulation put into effect last year to conserve on these very long-lived, slow-growing species, and they're going to keep that in effect this year.
Rockfish are more commonly caught in the southern parts of Southeast Alaska, and Fish and Game makes regulation summaries, along with photos, available to fishermen at the Haines office.
We have some brochures that people can take with them that tell exactly what the non-pelagic rockfish are that anglers need to pay special attention to.
Preliminary results show Skagway residents in favor of raising the property tax exemption for senior citizens. 18% of Skagway's 942 registered voters turned out to cast their vote Tuesday on a measure that would increase the exemption on residential property owned by seniors from $150,000 to $250,000. An increase has not been made since 1984. Preliminary election results will be certified on Thursday and show 76% in favor of the increase, 11% against. A State Department of Transportation official says the new Alaska-class ferry could be in service in 3 years if funding is approved. Deputy Commissioner Jim Beadle told a legislative panel Tuesday that the first new vessel would be a dayboat designed to serve Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. More than 80% of ferry passengers and vehicles in Lynn Canal travel between those three cities. Governor Sean Parnell is requesting $60 million from the Alaska Marine Highway Vessel Replacement Fund to pay for a new ferry. The federal government would match that with another $60 million. Beadle says day boats are cheaper to operate than the larger vessel now on the route. Last November, the Haines Borough passed a resolution supporting the full funding and construction of the Alaska-class ferry and encouraging the Alaska Marine Highway System to homeport the new ferry in Haines. The only thing better than brewing your own beer has to be sharing it with friends. This Saturday, a group of casual brewers who make up the Skagway Home Brewers Club will debut their handiwork at the first Skagway Craft Brew Festival.
So it's going to be a pretty good little bash, I think. We're going to have fun together, and we hope we have plenty of beer and food, and everybody has fun.
Jim Boynton is the president of the club, which is supplying the beer samples, all of which are homemade in Skagway with local water, most from grains, some from grain and malt.
So we'll have from stouts to ales, and then I think we'll have some porters, and we'll have some lagers, and it's going to range anywhere from, let's say, 7% down to about 4% on this beer. And we're hoping to have something between 70 and 80 gallons there for that 3 hours. We should have quite a variety of people and types of beer, and it'll be fun.
Boynton started brewing his own beer about 5 years ago, around the same time the club formed. He says it all started with a friend's advice.
Well, I have a very good friend that made good beer, and he did it up, and he says, instead of just drinking my beer all the time, why don't you make some too? So that's how we got started, and it just goes from there, and we brainstorm once a month or so, or however, you know, where it's more of just drinking beer and stuff and things together.
Catherine Nelson is with the Skagway Recreation Center. They're hosting the event, which they hope to make an annual attraction.
One of the members comes to the rec center quite often and inquired about actually having a brew festival, and I thought it was a great idea, and so we asked the Skagway Development Corporation to be involved so that we could use their special events permit and actually be able to serve alcohol, and they approved it, and then we took it to Assembly, and Assembly approved the idea as well, and from there it was a go.
It's not only the first craft brew fest in Skagway, but possibly the first beer tasting party to take place in a fitness facility.
We're involved in a lot of events that are outside of fitness. We're basically a civic center in the community, and so we do Yuletide, community garage sales, so we definitely have more than just a gym. It's just not a place to come and exercise. It's much more. I mean, there's senior programs and lots of children's programs and arts and crafts. And, you know, it's not just about physical fitness. It's about recreation.
The Skagway Craft Brew Festival is Saturday, April 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Skagway Rec Center. There'll be live music, books on home brewing, equipment, and experienced brewers to answer questions about their hobby. And beer samples.
It's $20, must be 21 or older to attend. We'll be proofing at the door. When you come in, you'll get a cup, and then you can go off and taste all the beers. There'll be food available as well, and there's also an educational section to learn more about how beer is made. There's music. Hank Carr from Whitehorse will be playing, and he's just made a new CD that he's going to be promoting. He does a lot of music about the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. One of our sponsors is actually White Pass. They've contributed $1,000 to the event to help pay for, you know, miscellaneous items so that we can make it happen.
Boynton says the club members hope the event will encourage new brewers to join in and
enjoy our fine art. We thought this would be a great time to do it because of the cruise ships haven't landed yet, but the people are starting to come, and they're restless, and they're ready to have a little party, so here we are.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. It's your news. If you have an idea for a story, email us at news@khns.org.